Hello, I'm back again at CS Live at Olympia for the third day. It's my second day here. And I'm talking to Rachel Neiman. I've been talking to Rachel Neiman of the Department of Health for about the last 15 minutes. And we've been having a fascinating discussion because Rachel is involved in the communications and marketing side of the Department of Health, who obviously are dealing with the swine flu pandemic at the moment. And the relationship between government information and social media channels is a fairly fraught one, would you say?
Yes, I think it can be. I mean, I think that we all welcome the use of social media and the ability to go out and meet people in the digital spaces which they inhabit, rather than pushing information out to them through existing channels that we own, that we expect people to come to. So I think it's a huge, there's a huge benefit in going out and being present in the spaces that people talk to each other in. However, I think there is also an issue when there is a situation such as pandemic flu, where there are very, very carefully constructed messages going out through other public channels, through the media and so on. It's an issue of national importance. It's an issue that causes great concern amongst people. And I think there is a danger that one can move too far away from the primary sources in social media, with a danger that the message then becomes skewed in a way that can become, if not dangerous, can become ambiguous or misleading.
Do you think, to flip it round, that given that newspapers have a remit to sell copies, because they have an audience of potentially millions, they're looking for the big headline, and so they are going to take any story that you send them and within the confines of not wanting to get sued, they're gonna try and find the biggest story in it that they can. Online, what people often do is they build narratives around content, and that there's a big issue with people editorializing from a non-qualified position. But actually, that because those stories can be more nuanced, and the vested interests are often a lot more apparent. Is that something that if the marketing and communications departments are involved in that the process of building that story, that actually that could be a way of the story penetrating further than a big headline with a newspaper? Does that make sense?
Yes, I think it does. I mean, absolutely. There's no question that having the right presence out in cyberspace is going to reach more people than a headline. And in terms of control over that information, while we obviously have very carefully managed relationships with the press, we know them well. We spend a lot of time talking to them, so it's not just a question of handing them a press release and expecting them to interpret that in the way that they want. There's an awful lot more that goes into the press relations than that. But online, I'm not sure that I necessarily agree that online the story is always going to be more less sensationalized, because I think that there is just as much ability online to have a bias, to have a slant, as there is in the press. And yes, the press are there to sell newspapers. Online, one hopes there's a more altruistic attitude towards sharing information. But the fact remains that there is less control over how messages are interpreted or misinterpreted. And the degree of Chinese whispers that is, is a potential risk of the blogosphere.
I think Chinese whispers is a kind of interesting analogy here, because of the inference that the further we get from source, the more diluted it becomes. That surely is an injunction to get more involved as a primary source online. Yes.
Yes, I think that's absolutely right. And what we are trying to do, as a response to pandemic, is that we are monitoring social media sites, we are monitoring chat rooms, we are checking out what the vibe is, what public opinion is, what people are talking about, in order to be able to manage misinformation, to be able to correct misinformation if necessary, and to be able to go out into those spaces and actually say, well, this is not quite the right slant on this, actually.